Aloha.
Bang, speak softly and carry a big dong.
You don't necessarily need to ejaculate. Hello and welcome. We're back from theballerlifestyle.com. It's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Beckner. This is episode 355 of the show. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you for being a part of our world. If you have not, go back and listen to episode 354, where we reviewed the phenomenon Netflix TV show Cobra Kai, the continuation of the Karate Kids stories 1, 2, and 3, not the one with Hilary Swank and or the one with Jaden Smith, but we did offer a way that we could incorporate those people into future seasons of Cobra Kai. Our friends Reality Steve and Jason Stewart joined us for those, so thank you very much to them. It was fun, and I would encourage you to go check it out. Also, check into our Red Circle page. GetRedCircle.com is the place you go, or just look on your app that you're listening to the show on right now. It's in the show notes, but you're definitely going to want to go there, subscribe, and become a member where you can get all of our bonus content. That's it. I'm joined now by Mr. Ed Daly. Ed, what's up, buddy?
Hey, I realize I probably came off very negative on the show. It's just because we had that podcast coming up, I thought there was, I had to binge like 2.5 seasons of it, and it was just too much for me.
I just
didn't like it that much to watch. You know, to do that, I kind of had to watch it as my viewing at night for like a week and a half straight.
Yeah, I didn't think you came off that negative. I was kind of in the same boat. I watched the first season and I was really into it. And then I couldn't space it out in the way that I would like to watch the second two seasons. And like you, I had to cram them in. So I was pretty Cobra Kai'd out. A friend of the show and co-host of the Bachelor Lifestyle, Jason Stewart, was a little Pollyanna-ish about Cobra Kai and his love for it. Even Reality Steve, who is a devotee to all things Karate Kid, even to the point where he said on this show, it's in his top 5 movies all time.
I really, especially as a 9-year-old or whenever that first one came out, like that was a pretty big deal to me. And I always have a fondness for it. And I still, you know, can look at that with nostalgia and like it. I liked it. I remember when we did the first one, I liked it more than you. But you know, I'm fatigued with everybody by this point, yeah, watching that many.
Yeah.
And I also, the whole premise for Cobra Kai, that I watched it and liked it, and I liked the, you know, the different journey they took. But the first Karate Kid in the beginning of the second one kind of wrapped a bow on Johnny. He hands the trophy to Daniel and goes, "You're all right, LaRusso." And, yeah, and like, it was like, you felt like, okay, he had gained the respect and we were moving on from Johnny. So, you know, that was my apprehension for watching it the first time, because I was like, I enjoy this guy. But yeah, aside from him, I was real fatigued of just about everybody. Even Kreese, who's good on the show, it was a lot of Kreese.
It was a lot of Kreese. And
I was starting to nitpick. I was like, this guy never closes his fucking mouth. Like Kreese, you just see his bottom teeth the entire show.
And come on, Kreese is pretty old. Kreese,
nobody's sending their kid to a 75-year-old man's dojo.
No, no. And he's not like, Johnny's fucking up like four guys at a bar on his own. Johnny's like,
Johnny just looks cool.
Yeah, he looks cool. He's funny. He's in his mid 50s and he still kicks a lot of ass. Remember when they go to the prison to get some information on his son with the bob haircut, Robbie.
Yeah.
He
had the same haircut as Jim J. Bullock in Spaceballs, yes. Lord Valium. Yes.
And he's just openly just pounding one of their sources in the face. Like he doesn't care. He'll fight guys at bars. He doesn't give a shit. So it's hard for me to believe that even though Kreese was his sensei, I mean, just look at the guy move. He's right. Johnny's a guy in his mid 50s. So he's a little past his prime as well, but he could kick the shit out of Kreese early.
Athletic vibe out of him. Like he seems, and I feel like I saw in one of these things, like maybe a making of or something. They said like Johnny could pick up karate, even though he didn't study karate in the original. They're like, he's an athlete. So he just could do certain things. Whereas Daniel has become a really stiff guy in his 50s.
Oh, yeah. He was, well, and he was.
I mean, he wasn't so good in the original, in this one, he moves like he's got like a wire hanger in his shirt.
He still does like kind of like the hunched over pose when he's like in his stance. And I mean, he's a real bitch. He's the worst part of the show. Or one, there's a lot of bad parts of the show, but he's the worst part of the show.
I have a few RIPs.
Oh, okay.
Marion Ramsey, Officer Hooks from Police Academy, dead at 73.
Oh, I gotta freeze, dirtbag.
Yeah. Don't move, dirtbag.
Yeah.
I kind of thought she was the worst part of those movies, but yeah, you know, whatever.
I mean, she was no Tackleberry.
Tackleberry was the best. He was like Sledgehammer.
He's also dead.
Yeah. They're all dead. Bubba Smith's dead.
Yeah.
RIP Bond girl, Tanya Roberts. I don't think we mentioned her.
Well, yeah, we did. We did. When she,
did we?
Yeah, she lived.
Oh, then she was alive.
And then she died. She got monjacked.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we did talk about her. Yeah. And here's somebody you wouldn't know by name. Michael Apted. He directed The Coal Miner's Daughter, one of the Brosnan Bonds. Mm. But most importantly, when I studied in London, I had a sociology class, and he did the 7-Up series. And every 7 years, starting in like 1963, 64, he took 7-year-olds and he like interviewed them and looked how they interacted.
Right. I heard of this.
And every 7 years he kept doing it. And sometimes the kids, when they grew up, they'd opt out, but it would be 28 up, 35 up. They're up to like 63 up, 56 up, whatever it is. And it was really interesting. And it was this guy's project. And because I had to watch the first few editions, I've kept up with it over the last 20 years, and it's just fascinating. And ultimately it tells you that the class you're born into is, kind of how you're going to
stay
in life.
Yeah. You stay in that class.
And you see like the kids from the poor school that he interviewed, they became, poor British people, and the rich kids like had all the opportunities, traveled the world. Like it's exactly what you'd think, but it really confirmed it. Cause he had like 15 different kids.
Yeah. That doesn't surprise me. That sounds pretty good. You're actually the second person I've heard mention that in like a week, and I'd never heard of it before. That kind of reminds me of that Richard Linklater movie, 12 Years a Boy, or what was it called? Boyhood. Except that
I never saw it.
One thing you can't predict is when you cast a young child in a movie that he's going to grow up to become a very bad actor.
He got yothers.
She just wasn't cute.
I mean, that was the thing. She had the sass, she had the right, and you just see kids that they just don't work out.
Yeah, it's hard to know. Like a lot of times you grow up and like the gawky kids at school that, maybe don't get a lot of attention from dudes, they grow up to be super hot. And and the chicks that blossom early that are getting all the attention, they kind of age quickly. There's a reason that there's a reason they got hot young. It's because they're aging faster, and then they look worse down the road. Whereas the gawky girl gets very, very hot later because she didn't took her a while to mature.
I got two childhood pictures to look up if you just want proof of how it can go wrong. Howard Stern, when he was like six, cute as a button. Clint Howard.
Also cute. Yeah, Gentle Ben.
Yeah, he was cute. Very cute. He was like a cute little kid.
Yes.
It just happens. It happens. And look, I'm no looker. I'm not saying that, but yes, in the Hollywood sphere,
yeah,
it, you know, you're judged by different standards.
It's true. It's, yeah, totally agree with you. It's they chose that. They chose, yeah, that place to be. Ed, I saw something this week, and you remember last week we were talking to Reality Steve on our Cobra Kai pod. Mm-hmm. And he was talking about how, you know, he's a big deal on the internet.
Of course. Michelle's very impressed that we talked to him.
I know. Anytime I mention, people are like, oh, you do podcasts, whatever. And, you know, like if it gets down the road, I'm like, and, you know, we sometimes talk Bachelor. We have this guy in Reality. What? You have Reality. You get Reality Steve? Like, I had no idea. He does get quote. You see him quoted a lot in like People magazine articles and stuff. But, or they quote, you know, his website or his tweets or whatever. But he was talking about last week how he gets paid
to
tweet about the masked dancer. Now you're a big masked singer aficionado. That's a show that you've admitted to watching.
And you know what? We're almost at the 1 year anniversary. It was the last Super Bowl.
After the Super Bowl. Well, that reminds me of the time that I was so hammered. Or not hammered, but I was like so drunk and full and on the couch after the Super Bowl. And I had like friends over for the Super Bowl. RIP that. That's canceled forever. Everyone left. And I was just like, didn't feel like moving. And the Super Bowl was on Fox. And immediately after the Super Bowl, they aired an episode of Glee.
Oh no.
And I was like, and I don't, you know, I had like a picture of it in my mind before that. And I just let it play for a little bit. And I was like, oh my God. This is so much worse than what I pictured. Well,
yeah.
So he was talking about he gets paid to tweet about the masked dancer. And then I saw something this week where they revealed, and you talk about this, how they're like, is it Al Pacino?
Yeah.
Is it Cindy Crawford?
No, it's Robert Carradine.
Is it Kim Kardashian? So this week I saw
Mr. Pesto.
Yeah. So this week I saw it's Edie McClurg. This week I saw that they unveiled, and I thought it was the finale, but I was wrong because I just looked it up. They revealed the masked dancer, and it was just whoever got kicked off this week. I was hoping that it was the finale, but it's not. And I found it just a stunning reveal, just so crazy. So at first, I need to know, do you know who was unmasked this week?
No, I don't know.
Okay, this is kind of long, but it's good. We're gonna play the finale for this week's Masked Dancer, and we can talk about it, okay?
The least okay. amount of votes is...
Oh.
Oh.
I'm freaking out here.
Oh my God. Ed, there's people in the audience with their fingers crossed. Where do they find these people?
But they are heavily invested in like a panda dancing, right? They don't even know who they're cheering for.
Yeah. I can't tell who most of these people are. Craig Robinson's the host.
Okay.
They're all
I like him.
Yeah, he's good. Costumes are very elaborate. But first, and so the moth gets kicked off this week. And now they're going to go across the panel of judges. Yeah, the moth. They're going to go across the panel of judges right here. And they're all going to guess who they think it is. Now, I'm going to bag Brian Austin Green showing up for the paycheck. He's one of the judges. But I'm going to just turn him down because he actually guesses the right answer, and I don't want to give it away. Brian Austin Green, by the way, gorgeous.
Too bad that Vertigo got him.
Yeah,
he's very good looking.
Yeah, he is. Wait, I don't think
he was a squid when that show started.
Yeah, him and Scanlan.
Yeah.
Musical instruments. So they quiz. It's not to the part where he guesses. There's Ashley Tisdale. I believe she is from High School Musical. A very nose jobby nose, but she's she's bar hot. Ken Jeong, as I predicted last week, says
that guy will show up for an opening of an envelope.
Yeah, says nothing funny. He's cashing in. That's okay.
Yeah, that's all right.
Okay, here's what Brian Austin Green guesses. So they must give him a list because the reveal is just, to me, completely insane. But
did he guess out of nowhere or like based on like very strong questions?
So it's 20 questions, but no, I assume that they've asked questions in previous episodes. I don't know. But they ask like, do you play a musical instrument? And she's like, yes. It's like her voice is...
Right.
Okay, now Ashley Tisdale's going to guess.
But hear me out. I think it's an artist. I think it's a singer. Plays musical instrument, probably guitar, and I'm guessing is blonde.
Okay.
So I am going to have to go with Jewel.
Jewel.
Jewel's a bestseller, so...
Jewel. I mean, you could see Jewel doing this. Jewel's made a lot of money in the game. I don't think she really needs to...
She's still an artist.
Yeah.
Like, yes. She was someone who made headline news.
So Cheryl Hines is there. Cheryl David. She's gotten some face work done. She looks good.
On the line.
Who's her guest?
Megyn Kelly was on Dateline.
Oh, she's...
And I feel very strongly that it's Megyn Kelly.
Again, Megyn Kelly, she might do it, you know? She's got a few shekels in the bank. Doesn't really need to.
Santa is white.
Yeah.
Megyn Kelly.
Yes.
This person married to Josh Kushner and making headlines. I still think it's supermodel Karlie Kloss.
Karlie Kloss. Supermodel.
Supermodel.
Yeah. Do you think she'd do it?
A lot of downside for a supermodel.
Yeah, I would think.
Okay. What I saw in the performance is she's not a trained dancer.
Paula Abdul.
She felt
medicated.
The choreography nicely.
Former Laker girl.
But a real dancer.
Kathy Griffin. She had a major scandal with the president.
Kathy Griffin. Yeah. Could it be Kathy Griffin?
Okay, panel. You have made your final guesses.
Yep.
Let's see if any of you are right.
Audience, let's all encourage Ms. Moth to take it off.
Take it off, Ms. Moth. Woo! Take it off. What's going to... my hands are sweating. Take it off.
Take it off.
Take it off.
Take it off. Take it off. Take it off.
Take it off.
Yes. Okay. Go ahead and take it off. There's a lot of buildup.
Elizabeth Smart.
Ed.
Elizabeth Smart.
It's Elizabeth Smart.
What?
Kidnapped from her bedroom, sex trafficked, sex slave, child sex slave.
Oh, she plays an instrument.
Yeah. Child sex. Now, Bag is taking a lot of credit for guessing Elizabeth Smart, but clearly they had a list.
I mean,
come on. Elizabeth Smart?
Why would he guess that?
How would he guess that?
Were your parents devout Mormons who refused to report your kidnapping to the police?
I believe the, we need more people. I believe Mr. Smart has finally, because if you recall, Elizabeth Smart's dad, no judgment whatsoever, but Elizabeth Smart's dad, and what this family went through was horrendous.
But they didn't report it to the police, right?
I can't remember the exact details, but you know, it ended up being a guy that a crazy person, a Kaczynski type that they had that had done work on their home, and that's always it. By the way, if your house gets robbed. Did you have it painted recently? Did you just hire a new gardener? Did your housekeeper quit suddenly? It's always an inside job, 99% of the time. But the dad was like, "Yes, we just want our Elizabeth home. Can you bring home Elizabeth?" He was very femme.
Oh, what was that? Remember that Netflix documentary we watched where the dad?
Yes, it was like that. Yes, like that guy. I believe Elizabeth Smart's dad, much like Joe Simpson, has since come out as a gay man.
Okay.
Because he seemed, and I could be making that up. Now I don't know his name. Elizabeth Smart dad comes out. That's the first. Yes. Comes out as gay last year.
Wow.
But just like
late in the game. Good for him to get out there.
You're producing the show and people are pitching themselves as guests. Their representatives are calling up and they're like, we got Patty Hearst available. Out of the Symbionese Liberation Army. What do you think? Right. Patty Hearst.
Yeah.
It's like, and Elizabeth Smart.
Patty Hearst used to have sex with Donald DeFries and Rob Banks.
Yes. I just thought that was so.
That's crazy. That's one of the more bizarre.
Yes.
The questions must have gotten super specific. Not saying bag is a dummy.
There's no way. There's no way.
How could anyone guess that?
They have to give them like a master list of choices. And also, when I Googled this, not realizing it wasn't the finale of the masked answer, I saw that like the headlines for this week, and it's like panel convinced Will Ferrell is the panda bear. Guys.
No,
I can assure you with beyond a shadow of a doubt that Will Ferrell is not underneath any of those costumes. Elizabeth Smart was one of the people.
Is that Barack Obama?
Yes. Just
that is amazing.
I don't even know what
the booking person like. Oh, I've got a good one. You got a girl famous for tragedy.
You don't you respectfully decline in that situation? I mean, I saw that.
So the producer is Mormon, I guess.
Oh, really?
No,
did you just guess it?
That's like a superhero in that world. She survived and is Mormon.
Isn't
Mormon kind of like Footloose? Like, are you allowed to be dancing seductively as an emu or whatever she is?
No, I think, she was a moth. I think you are, as long as the music is wholesome and you're not rubbing gens.
Okay.
You know, like if you're not, you can't be like freaking people. You can't be doing the, what do they call that dance?
Twerking?
Yes, you can't twerk. There's no twerking allowed, but you can. I think you can dance. I don't know. I saw that on Twitter this week, and I was just like stunned. I still can't believe that's
hilarious. It's hilarious.
Yes.
One image that has been, you know, people are just talking about ad nauseum. It is pretty funny, and I don't even know why people care that much. But Ben Affleck having his brother take out a cardboard cutout of his girlfriend. He breaks up with somebody and like there's a lifestyle. So I mean, it's just weird that you would have that in a household.
It's weird. Yeah. It's like, what do they call it? A fat head.
Yeah.
It's like having a fat head. Like, hey,
we're gonna take. And then he like didn't fold it up. He just took the life-size thing and it's like sticking out of the garbage.
That is pretty weird. Yeah. That's, and you know, he knows people take pictures.
Yeah.
Like, it's not an accident.
Break down your boxes.
Yeah. Oh, of course.
I hate people in my building who don't break down their boxes.
Worst.
So this garbage man's like, what am I going to do with fucking, you know, 6-foot cardboard? Like, you know, have some respect.
Oh, yeah. I'm a professional box breaker downer. I break the fuck out of my boxes. Of course.
Because you're a normal human being, not these savages I live with. But I still don't know. Is she famous for being Affleck's hot girlfriend, or is she somebody we should know?
So this is a good question because my girlfriend is in love with Ben Affleck. And so every time I see a story about him, I send her the thing and it's always with the girlfriend. And she's like, why are you doing this to me? This is emotional violence. You can't do this. Like, what is this? But then I asked her, I'm like, is that chick Spanish? And she's like, I don't know. And I'm like, she's got a Spanish name. And I'm like, has she been in anything? Like, I think she's an actress. I think she's from Spain, much like Hilaria Baldwin.
I saw a headline. I saw a headline like famous couple breaks up and, you know, renowned actress. And it's like, well, I don't know her at all.
She's Cuban Spanish, it says. 5'6 1/4. Ed, born, I believe Ben Affleck's a few years older than us. He might be like 49.
I think he's born like 71.
Yeah.
72.
This Ana de Armas, born April 30th, 1988.
Okay, well, it's better than Jay Stu last week.
Yeah, he's disgusting. Okay, here's...
She's 22, oh, no, definitely in play.
She's in something you've seen, Nine Knives Out.
Oh, that's a good movie.
Yeah,
oh.
Marta Cabrera, she plays.
I think I do know her. Okay, all right. I mean, that's a real credit.
Yeah, I'll
take it back.
She's in the new Blade Runner 2049.
No interest.
Didn't see it either. The original Blade Runner is pretty fucking boring, if you ask me.
Yeah, when I was a kid, like, this is Han Solo and Indiana Jones. Let me rent this video. Yeah. And I remember hating it and then, like, you know, hearing the cult love of it, revisiting maybe in college. And I was like, no, this is still really boring. Replicant and all that nonsense.
Yeah, it's a big reveal at the end. But he's just forlorn the whole time. And also Sean Young.
Yeah.
Okay, here's what else she's in. War Dogs.
I like that movie.
Yeah, she's in it.
They're like illegal arms salesmen.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. Oh, is that with Jonah Hill?
Yeah, I liked it.
Blade Runner, Corazon. Oh, that's a short. The Informer. Oh, we talked about that. Knives Out. And then she's got shit coming up. So
she's got real credits.
I'll tell you what this is. I'm going to tell you exactly what this is. There was a rumor. So a lot of these Hollywood relationships are very much just for tabloids. They're just for publicity. And a lot of times these people.
Rosario Dawson and.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's. Yeah. Yes. Yes. That's a good example. But there was a rumor. Remember? Julia Roberts was dating. No. They were married. She was dating that guy from, I think he was on Law and Order, Benjamin Bratt.
Yes.
It should be pointed out. Like it's rude of me to say I think he was on Law and Order because everybody knows that Benjamin Bratt is one of the stars of the great. Wow. I typed in Benjamin and my computer was listening to me because it immediately suggested Benjamin Bratt.
That can't be the first suggestion.
It was the very first suggestion. I didn't even get to the, I didn't even Benjamin finish Franklin, Benjamin.
Benjamin.
I know. Button. That's what I'm saying.
It would not be the first one.
It was. Oh, I'm going to take a picture of it. Well, now it might do it again because, so he was on Law and Order, but it should be known. He should more be known for his appearance in the fantastic late night cable movie Blood In, Blood Out, aka Bound by Honor, where he plays the character Paco. Okay. That's what he should be known for. But there was a rumor, and I don't want to get sued, but I've heard this rumor. Many people have heard this rumor, so I'm not reporting anything new, that Benjamin Bratt and Julia Roberts literally only knew each other from premieres. Even though they were dating for years, they would show up at a premiere, walk down the thing together, hang out and watch the show and bounce back to whoever they were really dating in real life.
Well, what's in it for her?
Well, it's
for him,
it's
big. Yeah. That's a big get.
Yes.
But for her, like she was a superstar.
That's good. I don't know. There's some kind, maybe it's financial. I don't know. What I'm saying is this Ana de Armas, Ben Affleck, I'm seeing a similar sort of thing. She's an ingenue. She's new to the scene. All of a sudden, you and I, we don't know who the fuck she is. You've seen her in a couple movies. You don't remember her. All of a sudden, she's getting cast and shit. She's going big time.
Right.
I'm just saying.
I will say, I'm a fan of Affleck. Like, there are a lot of movies that he's done at this point. Not everything, but a lot of movies. But you floated that Christmas movie with Gandolfini.
Oh, horrible.
And I watched it this year.
Awful.
I mean, he is a terrible actor in that one. He's doing this, like, over-the-top funny business. Yeah. It's bad.
Yeah, that one, everyone was in that one for the paycheck.
Yeah.
Who was the girl in that? Oh, it's Christina Applegate, America's Sweetheart.
Of course, everybody loves her.
God, who doesn't?
That was a bad movie.
Yeah, it was real bad. Okay, let's do some Let's do a quick voicemail here. Oh, that's not it.
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring and worthless. But he's got nothing else to do. And he's even worse than Ish. His thoughts are useless shit. He's fat and got big tits. He's met well in Gardenia. Whoa, he's met well in Gardenia. Whoa.
Okay. Quick voicemail. Haven't heard from Manuel in a while. I hope he's okay.
He told us he was signing off for a while, but I thought that was just for the holidays.
I thought he did that before the last. Then he voicemailed again the next week.
Yeah. He's probably explaining something.
Very popular member of our audience. And I'm surprised he likes to comment on billboards that he sees. And just after we talked about Tommy Lasorda dead fishing me after coming home from being in the hospital for 3 months or something, he died like 2 days later.
Right.
And there's a lot of Tommy Lasorda billboards up in Los Angeles right now, Ed. Like a stunning amount. Too many.
Really?
Oh, so many, Ed. There's so many.
I mean, he hasn't managed them in like 25 years.
96 was when he had his heart attack. That's when he dead fished me.
25 years.
Yeah, that's when he dead fished me. I wonder, and you know, I think about this. So he gets out of the hospital so he can come home to die, I assume.
Right, because I read it on the ticker. Yeah. I was like, oh, he's getting out of the hospital. Yeah. And it was the go home to die thing.
Yeah, but do you think Joe wanted that? Like, then he comes home. Like, he dies at the hospital and they can just wrap it up right there. They can take care of everything.
That's
He dies at home. You got to make all the calls.
Oh, yeah.
You got, and I was, it's just dead was, body in your house.
And I was part of a situation when Michelle's dad died.
Yeah.
And it was like a lot of phone calls. A lot of stuff had to go down.
Yeah.
You're right. Hospital takes care of everything except for, you know, they just notify you and everything else is taken care of.
Yeah, exactly. It's all handled. It's, you know, it's kind of like when Tommy went out on that camping trip up in Big Bear on Cobra Kai.
Yeah, that's right.
They had to get him a body bag.
They killed him.
I mean, he couldn't get out of bed, but he can ride a Harley up a mountain.
Killed him sooner.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, he probably would have lasted a couple weeks if they didn't get in a bar fight. That's right. What you think about. Get him all drunk. The guy's on fucking 50 medications. Not the best idea. I hope I'm not spoiling Cobra Kai. I mean, I don't care. So you should have seen it by now. Okay, let's see what this voicemail is all about.
Ryan and Ed, it's Dave in Salt Lake. Hey, just listen to your football picks.
Good dude.
I agree. I'm a huge Buccaneers fan, so obviously I'm rooting for Brady to pull this off.
Dave in Salt Lake's a great guy. David, you're literally the only one.
I mean, I love David, but who's pulling for Tom Brady? Yeah. What does he need at this point?
No, he's the worst.
Oh, he's terrible. He's
such a douche.
He's a douche. And my son has a calendar, like an ESPN tearaway one a day.
Mm-hmm.
And today was the tuck rule. And I was like, oh, that was the start of his lucky fucking career with that tuck rule. That was a fumble.
Yeah, it was a fumble. The tuck rule. That's like a football move. There's too many rules in football. And there's too much fucking replay. I don't know how people, like, I've been watching football the last few weeks, and the games are so slow.
I really get that. And then, you know what happens during replay? My least favorite part of sports, Mike Pereira talking.
I don't need Mike Pereira from an undisclosed location. I liked it when CBS had Mike Carey.
That was fun.
He was like imitation Mike Pereira, and they had him for one season, maybe two. He literally got every single call wrong.
He was like 11% correct. It was like a crazy thing. Oh, that's definitely a fumble. You can tell. It's definitely a fumble. No. Yes. Ruling on the field, no fumble.
The ruling on the field almost always stands. Just fucking let it stand. Like, who cares? Thank God. Just keep it moving.
Well, I don't know. It depends on what that governor does, but I know you can't pack the stadium, but can you imagine being a Browns fan or a Bills fan and not being able to enjoy the season like this? So, but I feel the same way about those two teams, but I do want my Buccaneers. And they were shady in the beginning, but I do see them making a deeper run in the playoffs. I think they got their shit together.
He's right.
Brady. Hey, whoever's talking about having a baby's arm holding an apple, is that the same dude? Now,
that's listener Stu. I can't remember
Pacific
his name.
Northwest, right?
Yeah, Stu. I can't remember Stu's handle, but that's Guru Stu. Yeah, Guru Stu claims to have a big old dong. We got a listener that'll check that out for you, Stu.
LSU Lala. I get it. He's a college guy. I can tell. Dude's been laid a lot. Whoever's bragging. Yeah,
you can tell LSU Lala's been late a lot because he sent an email or voicemail.
Just couldn't remember.
Saying how he's fucked so much that his numbers are so off the chart, it's impossible for him to count. So, yeah, of course, he gets late a lot. He told you.
Having a massive 10-inch dick or whatever on Twitter, and also as an adult man, what man brags about banging over 100 chicks?
Yeah, I agree.
Fucking nobody. Yeah. I know a couple guys in my fraternity definitely probably were at that number or reached it. If you ask them today, they would never talk about it.
Yeah.
So fucking please, stop, dude. Stop with your 10-inch dick, whoever you are. Mm-hmm. Stop. Yeah. Because Brian, Ed, if either one of you slept with 100 chicks, you don't talk about it.
No.
Maybe if you were 23, but you would be bullshitting anyway. So I don't know.
I can't tell you how far I am from 100. Stop. Like, really far. Yeah.
Fucking please, stop. Yeah. All right, guys. hope you have a better year than last year. Great show so far. Almost done. And talk soon. Take care, guys. See
you. David, always good to hear from you. I wonder, Dave, I wonder if there is some, if there's some professional disrespect. Because I happen to recall, I know David, he's like 6'8". And I believe...
He's working with some equipment.
I believe he was friends with another listener, former listener, Alex in Clearwater, who alerted me on Twitter that David is packing quite a bit. So it could be like, hey... Those of us in the club, we don't really bring it up. We don't talk
about it. He's in Fight Club.
Right. But see, and these dudes with the huge dongs, it goes either way. Sometimes guys are a little bit like embarrassed. I don't want to say embarrassed, but yeah, a little bit embarrassed. They don't want you talking about their big ass dick all the time. But some guys, guy I used to know.
I used to know a guy like this too.
Yeah, he had this big old dong. I've talked about it on the show before, and he had it like the vein like pooled up a little on the shaft.
Ooh.
And so it made
it's like a shark fin.
He called it the love lump. And he would come up and he'd be like, "Hey Brian, you got the time?" And I'd look over and he'd have his dong wristwatched around his wrist. And he would have the love lump right there on top. So it was like the face of the watch. It's pretty disgusting. And then this guy's going to remain nameless. I go, hey, person with an Irish name like Ed's, I'd say, hey, what's up? I don't want to see your love bump. And then he'd get real mad. He'd be like, dude, it's a love lump. Not the love bump. It's the love lump. And I'm like that's worse. But I was doing it on purpose. But he was the kind of guy, he'd really show you his big ass dick. And so there's two kinds of guys. And it seems like David is in the professional respect among giant dong dudes, where he's like, hey, those of us in our club, we don't talk about it. We got big ass dicks. Yeah, yes. Saying, yeah.
He's saying speak softly and carry a big dong.
That's right. That's right. Okay. Thank you for that, David. Let's do a few voicemails.
Emails.
Yeah. Sorry. I'm writing and reading. I am a professional failure right now. Brian and Ed, not sure if either one of you have had the chance to see the Tiger Woods doc on HBO, and we know Ed won't be tuning into that. It's excellent.
No, I plan on eventually, but yeah. It's one of those things I'm trying to psych myself up to watch because I just don't like him.
Well, but it's unauthorized, Ed. So it's not
I don't
a glowing
like Lance portrait. Armstrong.
Yeah,
and I eventually watched that thing and enjoyed it. How big of a piece of shit he was.
Yeah, I don't. Well, Lance Armstrong's such a narcissist that he allowed himself. He like. Was involved yeah,
he
in
was,
that.
He thought he was giving himself a good. Yeah. He didn't even know.
Yes.
There was like his son played college football or something. He's like, he talked to the team. He's like, well, let's go number 55. And they're like, your son's 58, buddy. Like, he's that consumed with himself. Yeah. He didn't even know his son's number.
His son's playing linebacker? D line?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. He could have been the long snapper. Who knows?
Right. Incredible footage, interviews, and insight into one of the world's most inscrutable athletes. If you haven't seen it, do yourselves a favor and check it out. If you have seen it, let me ask you this. Well, I haven't seen it yet, but I'm going to be watching it. Got on the DVR. If the world was down to just Tiger Woods, Lewis Hamilton, and Poon... Who would be the last man standing? Thanks. That's from Pete and Pocatello. P.S. Do you think Lewis Hamilton owns a pair of high-heeled Nike golf shoes? I would say Tiger Woods. I would say Tiger Woods would. He would best Lewis Hamilton in the if they were the last two guys to on Earth and they had to conquer all the ladies.
Well. I would say, you know, in terms of experience,
yeah,
Lewis Hamilton, I understand Formula One's a big deal, but Tiger Woods was fucking like
he's a maniac.
Most famous. It was like Jordan like levels for a little while there.
Yeah, no, he's a maniac. He needs it very badly. And also he's a much bigger dude than Lewis Hamilton. Lewis Hamilton's very diminutive. Tiger Woods, I believe he's like 6 foot, 6'1", takes a lot of steroids. He's built like a free safety. Like
right. It's steroids though. His Apple bag could be suffering.
That could be a problem. A lot of times you stop testosterone production, but they can give you that. They can give you Clomid, the Manny Ramirez estrogen hormone that starts your natural testosterone production again. Thank you for that, Pete. Ballers. I like that people on Twitter are getting Pete and Pocatello confused with our well-known listener, Pete Shalitsky. It's two different guys. It's two different. I don't know this.
Pete and Pocatello is the originator of the Ed in quotes.
Yeah. He did. I didn't even read the Ed in quotes this time.
Well, it's just standard with him.
Right, it's true. Ballers, another fantastic episode. I've never been huge into Karate Kid, even though everyone our age loves it. Is Jason trying to be the Daniel of the pod, or does it come naturally to him? Hashtag red circle, hashtag current events, hashtag Friday facts, hashtag deuce deuces, hashtag TPC sounds hot. That is from CB in SC. I felt like Jason was really, he was really in the bag for Cobra Kai. Like it's, I mean, we're just joking around here, right? Like, he was like, I can't believe you guys don't like Hawk.
I was like, Hawk sucks. He's like, well, then I'm going to say this is my favorite character. Yeah. Like, all right, calm down.
Yeah, what? I don't know. He had a thing going on. Like, we're just joking around. It's not a big deal. One more. Brian, uh-oh. Oh, I think, you know what? Because we didn't do emails last week. That's why there's two. Brian and quote, Ed, enjoyed the pod about Cobra Kai. Johnny Lawrence is finally getting his just due as the victim he was. Miyagi and LaRusso terrorized Johnny, and it's nice to see everyone understand that. I forgot to bring this up on the show, Ed. Daniel's obsession with Miyagi.
He keeps bringing him up.
Constantly.
I mean, his kids must be like, what? And his daughter was like carrying the baton. She was like, when she's off on her own teaching the rest of the class, she's like, well, as Mr. Miyagi said, like, all right, you don't have to be in the bag for this guy, yeah, too.
I mean, he died when she was a little kid. It's like,
drank himself to death.
Is that true?
Well, the real guy did.
Oh,
Pat Morita.
Oh, he fancied a nip?
Oh, a tipple.
Grandpa's old cough syrup? With that in mind, he's written, with that is mind. Let's have a little copy editing, Pete. With that in mind, could this be more common than we think? The purported bully being the victim. For instance, do you think that Lewis Hamilton would like to stay in and watch TV some nights? But the hordes of ravenous poon won't allow it. They beat down his door with high-heeled boots in an effort to get slayed by Lewis. Really makes you think. That's from Pete Bocatello. Now, the high-heeled boots belong to Lewis. So is it, he's one of these guys, and I'm kind of like this. I don't like a bunch of dirty shoes in my house, but I don't leave them outside. Do you think Lewis Hamilton, he comes home from a hard day testing for Petronas out at the test facility, and he comes back and he kicks off his high heel boots on the porch. And then, much like the villagers in Frankenstein coming to get Dr. Frankenstein, he's got hordes of ravenous supermodels, and they grab his errant high heeled boots and they pound down the door with his own. They use his own boots against him.
Well, he raises a good point.
Yes, it's interesting. I imagine that Lewis, you know, he goes out and gets it when he needs it. And I don't think they're bullying him as Pete right. in Pocatello presupposes. Okay.
I think he's just granted access a whole lot.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Okay, let's talk some. Yeah, it would be hard to turn it down if you're, you know, he's what, 33. He's handsome. Yeah. He's rich as fuck.
World's his oyster right now.
He's internationally famous. Like, it would be, you know, he's doing what any guy would do. Okay, let's talk some sports.
My name is Brian. They call me the other guy. I host a podcast show. I'll give hetero life a try. If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man, it's just my cool rings, you see. They're as sparkly as can be. I'm my own Troy on DVD.
Okay, and what is going on in the world of sports?
So today, the Mets' newly hired general manager, Jared Porter, was fired after some info got out that when he was, I believe, the head of scouting for the Cubs, he sent 60 unreplied, unrequested emails or texts to a female colleague. She was like a foreign correspondent. And they were getting like, oh, you're so pretty, we should meet up. Then he sent 17 pictures in one verse. The first 15 were of a hotel and restaurant where he wanted her to join him. The 16th was of a bulge in his pants, and the 17th was a bare, erect penis. In the history of courtship in the cell phone age, how many times has this approach worked?
It's definitely worked, but it's
just sending a random dick to somebody who's not asking for it.
Oh yeah, I would say it's in the decimal percentages. I would say
because we're talking about she didn't respond to 60 texts.
Yeah, I mean it's in but it there's always going to be that one freak that responds. And he was trying to say, he tried to do a. Oh, that was somebody else's dong type of thing. I heard him say. Like, yeah.
Right. Which is a horrible, just at this point, you got to own it. I mean, what?
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. It's like, she's not into you, dude. She's just, he needs that book. She's just not that into you.
I mean, it was over the span of like months he was not getting it. And he's like, oh, I just need to show her my dick.
This is,
and I like that he said a burst. Anyone who sends you 17 pictures in a row, they're a lunatic.
No, this is a classic case of guy that didn't get laid in high school.
Right.
You know, it just
you look at him. Yeah. He's a guy who's a general manager.
He's a nerd. Like,
he's not. He's a nerd.
He's a nerd.
Floyd Mayweather is a grandpa. His daughter had a baby with 21-year-old NBA young boy who is now the father of seven. The 21-year-old is now the father of seven.
Wow.
One of them is Floyd Mayweather's daughters.
National Basketball Association young boy. Who's he balling out for?
I was like, what the fuck is this NBA young boy?
Yeah.
It stands for Never Broke Again. Buddy, if you got seven kids by the time you're 21 and you're not really that well known, you could be broke again real fast.
Talk to our dear friend Antonio Cromartie, who at one point had 3 3-year-olds. I imagine 21-year-old NBA young boy, he's probably got multiple 3-year-olds at this point. He's got there's seven children by seven different women.
Yeah, I mean the guy's putting in work.
I mean, I want just like,
buddy. After like the third, you'd be like, Jesus, I got to change things up.
Yeah, like, I mean, but Sean Kemp never learned.
I mean, I was just in fear of that back in the day.
Me too. Dwight Howard, he never learned. I've made clear on this show before. I was never somebody that. Air quotes, used protection or wore a condom.
Wow.
But what I was is somebody that would waste one in the dirt, so to speak. What I'm saying is, and I'm trying not to be crude here. You don't, when you're having intercourse, you don't necessarily need to ejaculate inside of your partner. You can go right up to the point where you feel like you're going to ejaculate.
Let's just say some can.
And then remove your penis from the woman. And then you just put that stuff anywhere. Just let it go.
I could say I don't have that skill. I don't have that club in my bag.
You're an exception. And I'll tell you what, never got anybody pregnant without trying. Without specifically attempting to get somebody pregnant, I never got anybody pregnant. And I'm just saying, NBA young, you know what?
Yeah, but you must have in your life heard, I'm late.
Oh, yeah, millions of times. Tons of times.
And that's not a good feeling.
No, it's, because they trick you. They're like, oh, that pre-seminal fluid has very few sperm. In the pre-seminal,
I'm just saying, when you're 18 and you hear that, you're like, oh no,
it's terrifying. I can't tell you.
This guy time after time, it was, I'm late and it's happening. And this dude just kept letting it go.
Yeah. I still
want a shitty name too. NBA Youngboy.
That's so dumb. That's so dumb. I still will occasionally get an late, and I'm clipped, but as I've mentioned on the show before, when I went to deliver my test sample, they lost it after I'd had my vasectomy. Mm-hmm. And then I never went and brought them because it's hard enough to walk in with a cup with your load in it and hand it to the girl at the front desk. And I did it once and they lost it.
So I got clipped.
Yeah.
When it was like I had like a 1 month old. I was like, all right, this is enough of this after my second.
Yeah.
And you had to produce it in a certain amount of time.
Yeah.
So I remember taking care of business and then having to like pack up the 1 year old and race to the doctor's office within the half hour time they give you or something. And it was a bad feeling handing that to the,
that's what I'm saying,
to the person. And so they told me it's low, but you're not out of the woods yet.
Yeah.
And I never went back, but you know, I felt like if it's low, I'm on the path. I'll be careful for another month and then,
yeah, you just got to ejaculate a few more and get it out of there. They're pretty good at the old surgery. What can happen though is the vas can grow tentacles that reconnect. But if you get a good doctor, they push they twist the ends, the burnt ends away from each other. So it's impossible for them to come back together. So NBA Youngboy, I can do a seminar for you and all the other ballers in the league that you're playing with.
SoundCloud rappers.
Right. Come over and I'll let you know. Also, it's Floyd Mayweather. I think he's around my age, mid-40s. Yeah. It's a pretty young grandpa.
He is. I saw a picture of his daughter. Cute. She was cute.
Yeah.
She's been ruined by, I mean, young boy's not going to be rolling around on the floor with the kids. This is.
Yeah. I mean, he's got seven kids and seven different moms. What's one day a week at best. Money. Yeah. Oh yeah.
She's got a ton of money to help her out, but I don't get a good vibe from NBA Youngboy that he's going to be there.
No, it just didn't. I'm with you. I feel like, and also 21. I mean, I feel like this guy's not done having kids. This could be remember Dennis Rodman was like, he was like estranged from his dad his whole life. His dad lived like down in the Philippines. And it turned out his dad had like 28 other kids besides Dennis Rodman. Yeah, it was a lot.
He probably saw that Hard Knocks when they went through the kids with Cromartie. And he's like, I can beat that.
Yeah, definitely.
Aaron Rodgers was accidentally linked to a murder by ESPN on two separate occasions. I think they got Hernandez and Rodgers wrong.
Oh, right. Like in the crawl?
I guess. It had to do with Odin Lloyd.
Yeah.
Tough to be an Aaron. He seems like a dick, though, so I'm happy enough.
I feel like Aaron Rodgers and Aaron Hernandez do have some similarities, though. I mean, they didn't murder anybody. He didn't murder anybody.
Yeah. Right. That's not what they have in common, but I hear you. Yeah. I hear you. Kentucky Senate president wept and expressed hurt over the Kentucky basketball players kneeling during the anthem. I saw this speech, and he did weep.
Yeah. I mean, maybe he should weep for his state being like 49th in education and first in welfare recipients and first in food insecurity and stuff like that. Maybe he should be more concerned about the stuff he can affect as a fucking state senator, which is something Kentucky apparently has.
Think about what has gone on in the last year, last 12 months. That was caught on video, and then to still think that the kneeling is the problem part.
Yeah.
When Kaepernick did it, we knew this was going on, but it was like, oh, come on. And then like as cell phone technology got better and like the cameras got better, you just kept seeing more and more clips. And the problem isn't the kneeling.
No.
And he's weeping. He was weeping. He was so hurt. Yeah. His beloved cats would do that.
Yeah.
It's like, buddy, the team you're cheering for is like 99% black every year.
Yeah.
And you couldn't give a shit about these guys. That's what you're saying.
Right.
And former Yankee pitcher Tommy John, he's a COVID denier. But the twist is he's denying it while he's fighting for his life in a California hospital.
Do you think he's in his hospital bed and they're like, Thomas, quit hoarding the first names? No, they're like, Thomas, listen, it's not looking too good. We've exhausted a lot of our options. We got to put you on a ventilator. And do you think he's like wheezing from his bed and he's like, hold on, I got a better idea. Take a cadaver tendon.
Take the larynx from a cadaver.
Yes, yeah. Take a cadaver tendon and put it in my elbow. Sew it in there. I'm telling you, it's worked before. We've done this before.
Come on. They said it couldn't be done back then. Yes. Don't deny it.
It's weird to be a COVID denier when you have COVID. Do you think the doctor comes in and they're like, hey, you have COVID? And he's like, no, I don't. It's a hoax.
Yeah, it's a hoax. It doesn't exist. He's like, an hour ago, you told me it felt like an elephant was sitting on your chest.
Yeah.
I thought that.
I did see, I follow those guys, the Good Liars. They're good. Instagram follow, and I think it was on there where they were like, you know, they interview people at these rallies and stuff, and somebody's like, what do you think about COVID? And the guy's like, well, he's like, I think it's probably a real thing. Dipshit, it's a fucking virus. You can see it. Like, you just put it under a microscope, there it is. Of course it's a thing. It's a thing that exists. It's fucking a virus.
But do they think that, like, we've had 400,000 deaths in this country and it's just like, didn't really happen.
Yeah, it didn't happen. This, it's the media, Ed. You're getting all your information from the media.
Well, it's time for non-sports segment on the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. Non-sports. I'm talking about the segment now. Non-sports segment.
Ed, what's going on in the world and things that are not sports?
Last widow of a Civil War veteran died last week at age 101.
Insane.
Now, how could this happen? It's because when she was 17, she married a 93-year-old cavalry soldier from the Union Army.
I read something about this. She was like a neighbor or something. She was caring for him in his old age.
Right.
And he was like, hey, why don't you marry me and then you can get my Civil War pension? It was like as a reward, like here's something I can give you.
Taking care of him.
But does that mean she was still getting like $38 a month?
Yes.
It does, right?
Yeah, I read she got something like that. Like a, you know, not enough to help her in the last 75 years, but yeah. And I wonder though, you know, he was helping her, but he's still like an old dude. Like, did he pull a, what's his name?
Sumner Redstone.
Redstone, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see some of that. Well, if you want that pension, there's going to have to be some skee pole.
Yeah. Hey, it's a quid pro quo, Ed. That's how things are done. It's no big deal.
You don't get $40 a month for nothing.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, is that more or less impressive than 10th United States President John Tyler having a living grandson until like last year?
Yeah, it was like within the last 6 months.
Yeah. Like
that's more impressive.
You think that's more impressive? Cause that's the 1700s or no, it's early 1800s.
That's pre-Civil War.
Well,
pre-Civil War. Yeah.
That's six presidents before Lincoln had a living grandson.
Nuts. Yeah. The BBC had to apologize for
the big black cock. No.
Big Black Cock had to apologize for Phil Spector's death headline.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
talented but flawed producer Phil Spector dies at age 81. Now, dude, like when you're on those dating sites, what's your biggest flaw? Well, you know, I'm a little bit disorganized, and also I like murdering.
Yeah. It's,
I read kind of an obit from Darlene Love, mm-hmm. and she talks about how she owes her whole career to him. She's like, but then, like, you know, within a few years of her career, he was just like waving around his gun. Like, he went crazy on guns and eventually he popped somebody.
Yeah, I think he pulled a gun on John Lennon before. He would do
it was
like.
It was a known thing with
him. Yeah, it was terrifying. But he was the first guy to say, to put a bunch of speakers in there or to dub the same instrument like 28 times.
The wall sound.
Yeah, to thicken it up. And it is, I mean, it's pretty innovative.
It's great.
Yeah.
And the Phil Spector Christmas album, one of the best.
Yeah. But if you murder somebody, that's got to be in the headline.
That's the first thing.
It's got to be.
Convicted murderer.
Yeah.
And former producer Phil Spector.
Right.
Not a flaw. Doctors warn against men putting toothpaste on their penises to last longer in bed.
This sounds like something you could use, Ed. Have you tried this?
Well, I've conquered that problem.
But, oh, okay.
You know, I'm firing blanks these days.
Right, that's true. It's a little to desensitize, apparently.
Yeah, that seems like a bad idea.
Well,
putting anything... Yeah. You know, especially for your partner,
right? Because this could give him an infection.
This could lead to a what's her name, the dead not dead woman,
Devon. Tanya Roberts.
Tanya Roberts.
She went UTI. Out. A UTI killed her.
Right.
I didn't know that was even possible.
Yeah. A Seattle thruple identifies as a fairy, a troll, and a leprechaun.
Here's and once again, and we've done these thruple stories before, Ed. They're exactly what you're picturing. Like,
that's right. Life already identified them as such.
Right. Like, there's a lot of like they go to Chick-fil-A often. Like they have a standard Burger King order, these three.
Right.
And like
and
yeah.
There's nobody. These are the three. These are the ones they can be with. But there's not like a fourth floating out there.
No.
You know, they say, you know, there are lots of plenty of fish in the sea. No, these are the three. They're in a very small koi pond. And it's just the three of them.
Yeah, I would say of the three, the fairy is the least troubling to look at.
Yeah,
the leprechaun and the troll.
Leprechaun and troll are disgusting.
Hideous.
The fairy looks like she's gonna do the "I've got big tits" thing, but they're really fat.
Yeah, yeah, I can see that. But I mean, she's
Her face is okay.
Her face is okay.
Disgusting.
She's too attractive for even one of these guys, I would say, and. Not much less two. It's bad.
So, and then if you're a leprechaun, really, that means you got to wear that fucking hat all the time.
It's the only way you know.
If you're hanging out around the house, like, you got to put that dumb hat on.
So how else would people know that you're a leprechaun if you didn't wear the hat?
The troll just kind of looks like a troll always.
Yeah.
You don't need costume. Yeah. You're just really ugly, dude. But the leprechaun, he'd be like, "Oh, you're the troll." And he's like, "Oh no, well, let me put on my hat. No, I'm the leprechaun."
And when you identify as a leprechaun, are you often at risk of being captured? Because people know you're a leprechaun, that means there's some pot of gold somewhere.
Don't go to Birmingham, Alabama. They're after them.
Right.
A rioter who lounged in Pelosi's office, his defense was he was pushed into her office. Yeah. He didn't mean to be there.
Just case dismissed.
He didn't look like he was scrambling to get out of
there. Had his feet up.
proud of himself.
To tell, you're pretty relaxed. When you got your feet up, you're sending a signal. Hey, I could leave if I want, but I want to relax right now. I'm going to throw my feet up.
This is mine. Yeah. The two armed burglars broke into a Dublin priest's home, and he bored them out of his home by giving them a sermon. He bragged to the police.
That would do it. That would do it for me.
Do it for me.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay. Wrong house. Let's get the fuck out of here.
I mean, anybody that's been to a mass. And also, like, what are they saying? Like, what? Who understands that?
Yeah, and then it's so repetitive, too.
Yes.
I mean, you're saying, like, 90% of the mass, I haven't been in a long time, but yeah. 90% of it's just the same routine. And then they give their sermon, and it's like, you know who practiced the golden rule? A friend of mine by the name of JC.
Yeah.
It's like that stuff.
Yeah. Well, that's
boring.
Yeah. They'll tell you a story, you know, about when Jesus did something in the book, or even sometimes they'll throw Moses out there. One of the, you know, Paul, Matthew, Mark, John, one of those guys. And then they'll relate it to something like you right. can do for yourself. And but it's like, we get
always full of shit too. Yeah, yeah. It's because my uncle's a priest whose home was actually broken into this week. My mom didn't appreciate when I go, I guess he didn't pray him enough. That's a brother. But like the stories would be like, you know, I heard at the supermarket, a guy came up to me and said, you know, this, and it relates to that week's verse. And it's like that, we know that didn't happen. Nobody approaches some random priest in a supermarket to tell him something.
I had a buddy that was he was getting married, and his wife was sort of religious, and she was like a Reformed Catholic. So she's like, I want you to go to church with me. But she took him to like one of these like rock and roll, like the Bieber style, like Christian church where they got the band on stage and guy comes out with the fucking Hawaiian shirt. And he's like, what's up? He's got the Madonna, the Like a Vogue mic, you know, and he's got his, got his well-worn Bible and he's shaking it around. Got like Osteen, but cooler.
Yeah.
And he's
I know.
Yeah. And he's like, my buddy told me, he's like, man, he's like, this guy got up and he said it was like a two-parter and the series was about lust and the pastor got up there and he's like, I want to tell you a story. He's like, I was getting my coffee the other day. I was standing in line and the guy in front of me, I watched him. There was another girl. There was another person waiting, a woman. She had yoga pants on. You know the kind I'm talking about. You've seen them. She had a nice, round, bulbous backside.
Is this the church lady?
And he's telling the story. He goes, I watched this man, and this man, his heart was filled with lust. He could not look away from the backside of that woman. I watched him the entire time, standing there 15 minutes. And my buddy, he's like, dude, I'm pretty sure that was me. He's talking about me. He's like, same thing happened to me the other day at Starbucks. He's like, I'm almost positive. I'm the guy he's talking about.
That's great. Yeah. I was high fucking her.
Yeah, totally. And I mean, that's... If you know this guy, it's no lie. He's the horniest guy I know.
That's pretty good. Yeah. Hot Pockets recalled over potential glass and plastic contamination.
Oh, two much more healthy things in the Hot Pocket.
Yeah, I don't really know. Who are we saving?
Yeah, I mean,
the recalling them saves a lot of burnt mouths.
Yeah, yeah. But sometimes You're like, this thing is fun. I mean, I don't want to do Jim Gaffigan's bit here, but
I know, like, it's the best bit. It's one of the all-time great bits. If you don't know it, absolutely go find it.
I've seen Gaffigan live a couple times, and he's required to encore.
Yeah,
I know. With it.
It is encore. Yeah, I've seen him too. That's what he does. Is his encore. He's like, all right, I'm back. Okay.
Yeah, but it is like half the time it's a fucking ice cube in the middle. It's molten. On the outside.
Scalding.
Yes. And the, what's the sleeve? That can't be healthy.
No.
You got to put it in like a metal sleeve in your microwave? Disgusting. I can't believe Hot Pockets are still available in the world.
Yeah. I remember having it like fifth grade.
Yeah.
My mom got it. Like, I'm going out. Here's, you know, some frozen dinner.
Yeah.
And, yeah, learning a lesson after like two, being like, well, I just burned my mouth, and there's a chunk of ice in the middle. It's disgusting.
And
it's awful.
And the other than the pizza, it's a lot of bullshit flavors. There's like a barbecue beef one. There's the cheddar and broccoli.
Yeah.
Chicken, I think, might be in there. Like, disgusting.
Well, and then part of Gaffigan's routine is like they had the breakfast version. How do you start your day with a Hot Pocket?
Yes. Disgusting. Disgusting.
Just awful.
Horrible.
Jamie Lynn Spears implicates Elon Musk in the death of her cats.
What?
Now, is she like a Disney Channel person? At first I thought it was the Sopranos daughter, but that's Jamie Lynn something.
So did I. I thought it was Meadow that we were talking about. No, Jamie Lynn Spears is Britney Spears' younger sister.
Who
had her own show. I know we don't traffic in innuendo here, but she had her own show on the Disney Channel, or it might have been Nickelodeon, and she was a minor. And she, at one point, she eventually had to leave the show because she became pregnant, and she was like 16 or 17. And they were like, oh, yeah, it was her co-star that got her pregnant, but there's been many scurrilous rumors that it was an adult male in her life, possible. I don't want to say how he was connected to her, but somebody in the business got her pregnant. But I think she lives in Louisiana. How is she connected to the Musk?
Well, I just clicked on it because I thought he does some creepy things.
Do you think
it's because the Teslas are so quiet that it ran over? I mean, she ran over two cats.
Oh,
maybe after you kill the first one. Yeah,
that sucks.
She recommends, I mean, this is how dumb she is. She recommends that Teslas emit noises that bother animals so they move out of the way.
So
they aren't caught off guard and things don't end in a very tragic way. She killed two of her cats.
Yeah, that's a lot of cats.
The first one.
Yeah.
First one, awful tragedy. Yeah. Second one, that's just totally on her.
Well, I assume she did it at once.
Do you think they were laying together?
Yeah, they were like, you know how cats will lounge in the driveway? I mean, I don't know, but I picture that. And she went to, you know, like sometimes somebody will back over a three-year-old. You know, it happens.
The way she said it might even be more. She goes, we have now lost, I don't want to tell you how many cats, because they don't hear the Tesla crank. And unfortunately, things happen, and it's really devastating and tragic for everyone involved. Yeah.
Well, she's not, I thought you were going to say she found the cats dead and there were some loose plugs. Some hair plugs had fallen out near the cat and they were able to trace them. They're like, hey, this is actually transplanted South African hair. It looks like it's come from the back of the head to the front of the head. I think we can, I think we know. And also there, it's microchipped. There's a PayPal link here. So that's how they found out. I'll tell you what.
These plugs from a platinum mine in South Africa.
Yes, exactly. I'll tell you what. I go on walks here and, you know, let's see if I can get it. Nope. Nope. Yeah. Oh, here we go.
I could have a shower right before.
No, it's not it.
Or maybe take an Uber
this is it.
And get some Roadhead
on my Insta stories.
Don't be boring on my Insta. Instagram.
Okay, anybody that watches my Insta stories will know I often take walks with my weighted vest around the hike, or I just walk on the street. I happen to live in a very hilly place. And sometimes, you know, it gets dark so early, and I work a regular job, so I don't get home till it's almost dark, and I go off on one of these walks with my vest on. And you know what I've taken to now is I clip a flashlight to the weighted vest, so, and it just points down, so it makes like a little halo around me, so you can see, hey, there's somebody walking.
So you get hit by a car.
Right. But I put these headphones on. I got my earbuds in, and I'll tell you what, Ed, the Jamie Lynn Spears is on to some shit there, because you cannot fucking hear these electric cars. They're very quiet, and they're like, oh yeah, but you can hear the wheels. Well, the tires are very little noise compared to the fucking internal combustion engine.
Okay. But like I said, yeah. The first one.
All right.
She made it seem like there were multiple incidents.
Yeah, could be.
She's an idiot.
Do you think whoever impregnated her bought her that Tesla? We're assuming it's her Tesla, right? No one forced her to drive a Tesla.
Right. Gwyneth Paltrow, her vagina cannibal exploded and caused an inferno in a UK woman's home.
In her home?
Or yeah, in her vagina? She had the vagina candle, and it exploded and caused a fire. It was lit.
But was it in her vagina? Is that where it goes? Oh, no, it's vagina scented.
It smells like, I mean, what?
Yeah.
You know, this goes to another great Ben Franklin quote. A fool and his money are soon parted. Yeah. Like, what are you spending money on? Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina scent?
Yeah. You know, I used to live with somebody that was very obsessed with very expensive candles. And they can get very expensive, and it's like, I don't want to smell some fucking perfumey candle in my house. You know, it's like they all kind of smell the same, and I don't like the, a $60 one. I mean, they have different scents. A $60 candle. Yeah. Those exist, by the way, a $60 candle doesn't smell any better than a $4 one.
I like the story at the beginning of COVID where Yankee Candle was getting so many returns, and it was all people who lost their sense of smell. This is bullshit.
Yeah, that's kind of fucked. But also, Yankee Candles are disgusting. Like, that's a trash candle.
I don't know. We're not a big candle household.
Good for you.
So I don't really know.
Yeah.
But I certainly not. I mean, it's nothing against any vagina. It's just. Yeah. What are you buying that for?
Fuck. Got too much money.
It's ridiculous.
Too much money.
you know, a guy who seems to be coming apart at the seams, Bruce Willis, was asked to leave a Los Angeles Rite Aid for not wearing a mask.
Yeah. Is he?
He had it was either a gator or
It just wasn't pulled up.
His neck.
Yeah.
But like he refused and then got kicked out.
He refused. Well, that's weird.
Somebody like, yeah, it wasn't like you need to leave. Like, apparently you refused, which is weird because you're wearing it.
Yeah. Just, I don't know. Yeah. You have it there. I can't tell you how many times I've had to walk back to my car or to my house. Cause I got the masks all over the place, you know, or bandanas. Right. I got them in my laptop bag. I got them in my car. I got them in my gym bag. I got them in my fucking overnight shit. I got them everywhere.
I'm pretty good, but yeah, I've had a couple moments where I gotta walk back. Oh, fuck.
I gotta go back and get that. I forgot that.
But you just gotta do it.
Does this mean we're not getting our sequel to the remake of Death Wish? Because I very much enjoyed the remake of Death Wish with Bruce Willis. And now he's doing those Die Hard commercials for the Die Hard.
With Argyle.
Yeah, with an Argyle. Whoa.
Yeah. Hey, listen. We don't all age the same way.
There's no way if he didn't call, I'm like, oh, they got another black guy and they're just calling him Argyle like the first movie. No, it's the same dude.
He kind of looks like an older Emmanuel Lewis.
Yeah. Oof. Yeah.
Hackers take control of internet-enabled male chastity device. Demanded ransom in Bitcoin. The quote, your cock is mine now.
Wow. Yeah, so these are these things that...
I know what chastity, but like what's... Yeah. Do you know any idea like what... No, who are these people?
I know what this is. These are guys... This is like a form of female domination. It's these super freaky dudes are into. And what it is they're like... Whoever they're subservient to, their wife or their girlfriend or just some dominatrix or whatever, they're not allowed to get hard without permission. And the way they control that is they put like a locking device around like a cage that goes around your dick and locks with a key. So when your dick wants to get hard, it can't because it's actually stuck inside of a device that won't allow you to get an erection. And I mean, I can't imagine it feels very good because, no, like when you're asleep, I don't even know how you would sleep. You naturally get erections, I assume. So this one must be like have a Bluetooth on it or something. So she can like push, she could do it with her phone.
This is where technology is just, it's moving a little too fast for them to figure. I mean, you can't allow something like that to be hacked.
No, you really can't. This is the guy. This is like that Russian dude that married his sex doll. You know,
He had his reasons.
Yeah, it's like we've just gotten to, life is a little too easy,
right?
You know, the early settlers can you imagine the guys going across the Donner Pass that have they've eaten every squirrel they saw, and now grandma's kicked the bucket. Do you think they're like actually? Before we eat grandma's liver, do you, can you like smack my hard dick with the back of your high heeled hiking boot, Brenda? Like, I don't know. I'm just spitballing here.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I'm going to need someone to drive a nail through my penis because, I really want to smash right now and I need some stimulation.
Yes. It's crazy.
Denmark, speaking of dongs, Denmark is launching a children's TV show about a man who cannot control his giant penis. In the first episode, he uses his candy striped dong as a leash for his dog. It's an animated show and you can see it. It's long. It's like, 10 feet long.
It's weird dimensions because it's real skinny and it's real long and it's wearing the same clothes as him. Yeah.
It's like a Where's Waldo striped penis.
And look, like I want to emigrate to Denmark. I would like to go live there.
Good country.
Yeah. You've been there. A guy named Lars climbed into bed with you there.
His dong was not super big.
Yeah. That's true, but they are
all like smashed up. Pretty gross.
He'd had it in a chastity device just before climbing into bed with you.
Yeah,
It's a great country. Often ranked either one or two on the happiness index.
Yeah,
it's.
I will say, I was at one of my saddest because I was over there on Thanksgiving, and what was on the menu was pickled herring.
Yeah,
sad that day. But overall, it's a good place.
Yeah. So I mean, we'll allow in the past because look, what do we have over here? We got Caillou.
Caillou. At least it was just canceled.
Yeah, Caillou was canceled. I believe Caillou's Canadian though. So
I think so.
Yeah, but we got some other shitty ones. Arthur. Bob the Builder.
Bob the Builder is garbage.
Clifford the Big Red Dog. Oh, your fucking dog's bigger than a house?
Yeah.
And you're just okay with that? And why is he red?
Put that thing down.
Yeah.
They would treat it like Godzilla.
Yeah, whoever fucking heard of a red? No, it's a menace. Imagine, forgive me.
Think of the dumps it would leave.
Thank you. Thank you for saying it. Disgusting.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
Yeah. He would be put out to sea. Yeah. And finally, the big story of the week. Army Hammer's ex, Courtney Vukovic, said he wanted to, quote, barbecue and eat me.
Yeah.
And now there are a growing number of people claiming he has talked about disturbing things to them and DMs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And he just was kind of forced to drop out of a movie with J-Lo.
Yeah.
He's, Brian, yes. What's going on with Armie Hammer?
I don't know. Do you want to know the fucking biggest thing that's going on with him? It's something that we should probably discuss right here.
Oh.
Ed, Armie Hammer, he was the Winklevi, he's the man from Uncle, he's been in movies, you've seen him, he's very tall, he's extremely handsome.
Yeah.
His dad was some oil tycoon. I've got a long form of this that I recorded with our friend Molly McAleer for our Red Circle page. That'll go up this week because I needed some insight on what was going on with Armie Hammer.
Okay.
I thought he was an heir to the baking soda fortune because his grandpa's name was Armand Hammer. Hammer.
Well, I assume that's his name too.
Right. It is. But it's just a coincidence that like his grandpa, because he was super rich, did buy in to the Arm and Hammer company, but just like as a vanity thing. But I got to ask you, because
he just head over heels for the company?
Well, it's, you know, there was some synergy there. But
not to be confused with former NBA power forward Armand the Hammer Gilliam.
Right. Yes. Different guy. But I was stunned to learn this. Ed, Armie Hammer, actor. How old is this fucking guy?
Well, he's younger than us. But I'm going to say not by much, 42 or 3.
Yeah. You'd think he's about 43 years old. That's right. About what he looks. He's a man.
He's a man. Good looking man. Yeah. Beautiful man, but a man.
Ed, Armand Douglas Hammer, son of businessman Michael Armand Hammer and the great grandson of oil tycoon Armand Hammer, born August 28th, 1986. My man is 34 years old.
Get the fuck out of here.
He looks like mid-40s.
Yes.
6'5". I mean, he really does work. He's a freak. He's
in trouble.
Yeah, he's supposedly uninsurable.
Do you think it's just he's just had so much sex that it got to him? Now he's just doing weird shit. Because, you know, talking about cannibalism is not a starter.
Yeah, at first I was like, oh, that's just a weird kink. Like he's trying to be like sexy. But I read some of the. Let me see if
there's more. Like evidence of him talking some weird shit.
Oh yeah. Hold on. I've saved some of his DMs and I'll read them to you.
Please do.
There were a few bites where I had to stop myself. I got totally lost in just biting you. I didn't know where I was or what year it was. I was so lost in a crazy white light. It was as if everything else completely dissolved. That was also a first for me. Like the entire universe just became my teeth on your skin.
What?
It was full on. Why did you have to stop yourself? I was going to bite a piece of you off, it felt like.
Yikes.
And I knew if I did it. Wait. And I knew if I did, I knew. Wait. And if I did, I knew I'd do it again. And then stitch you back up after I come. Noun form, C-U-M. Because I won't let you die. It'd be a waste of a perfect slave. Tell me the fantasy. Can you imagine all the warm blood all over my cock as I fuck you in the ass?
Wow.
Drinking it while fucking you. You coming, C-U-M-I-N-G, while blood is all over us. Try me. Me rubbing your blood all over both of our faces. Those are my bones. And if I want to break one to prove it, I will. Fingers, toes. And if you still need more proof, your fucking neck. It takes a turn in my bare hands. God damn it. Now I need to come again. He gets so turned on about breaking her neck. I'm going to go come. I was starting small. If you tell me what I can and can't break, I will break them all. This dude, a freak.
Yeah. On the set of Lone Ranger, I got to tell you, I watched him go at the short ribs at the craft service table, and I was a bit concerned. I called a couple PAs over and asked if we could separate us so I didn't have to watch him eat. I was afraid. I was afraid for him. I thought he got on the right track, and then his world came crashing down when Home Improvement star Zachary Ty Bryan copied his separation post using the exact same text to announce the split from his wife.
Yes, Johnny Depp. Yeah, he was in The Lone Ranger with you, Johnny Depp.
No, I prefer to be called Tonto on the set.
That's right.
So, LR, a ranger. You mind cooling it with the scraping bone on the spare ribs?
Johnny, did it strike you as odd? You, as somebody who was an adult man that went undercover as a high school student, did it strike you as odd that you, as Tonto, were your partner, the Lone Ranger, was actually about 25 years old when you guys shot that movie?
Hey, listen, I played a undercover high school kid for 3 years. I'm no dummy. It did seem odd to me, and I asked the lad to slow down, and I said, listen, if you're having too much sex and you need some you have some different appetites, maybe go to Ibiza. Us European from the continent of Europe, we call it Ibiza, even though there's a Z.
Right.
Us in the know use a TH sound.
Spanish pronunciation, Barcelona. I said, yeah.
Buddy, maybe you've maxed out with women. Maybe you want to get some poppers and go over to Ibiza and you know try something else.
Wow.
I have a friend who occasionally does that after a few too many bottles of vino.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah. So I tried to point him in the right direction, but that motherfucker's a carnivore.
Did he? Well, yes, that's actually very good advice. Any concern, Johnny? Like, we've just read these texts. He was telling his mistress that he wanted to physically break her neck, and then just that fantasy caused him to nearly ejaculate. You, as a man that's known to wear several scarves every day of your life, any concern that your co-star, the Lone Ranger, the 25-year-old at the time, Armie Hammer, was going to use one of your many scarves as a weapon against you?
Well, the thing is, I was always feeling secure because what he didn't realize, I wanted to protect my own neck, and what you might not realize is one of my scarves is made out of Kevlar, so Armie couldn't even get to my neck, and it would be a fight to the death for somebody to take one of my scarves off.
Yes, fascinating, just fascinating, unbelievable, wow. Well, we'll get to the bottom of this. Like I said, I've done a red circle. I've already recorded a red circle about it. That should be up in the next day or two.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, people really, I really was stunned and had to do a deep dive on this. But that's it. Let's hope. What I imagine will happen though is Armie will do like a stint in rehab and relaunch himself.
He's very good looking to the point
so that handsome.
He will work again because he's good looking. I mean, if Mel Gibson can get a career going again, even as his looks declined, Hollywood will forgive a good looking guy who's still in his mid 50s.
And I mean, Mel Gibson
knocked the chick's teeth out, didn't he?
I didn't know about that. I mean, I know he had those mean voicemails. I know he's an unrepentant anti-Semite.
Oh yeah, Holocaust denier.
Yes, Holocaust denier made movies about how the Jews killed Jesus. Gets pulled over, leaving moon shadows in his Rolls Royce, and immediately identifies the female sheriff's officer as Jewish.
And sugar tits.
I mean, it's incredible. So if Mel Gibson can relaunch himself, as he most certainly has, I feel like Armie Hammer will be in The Man from U.N.C.L.E. 2 in no time.
Yeah. Some dirty talk that went a little far. Yeah, you're right. It's going to be a rehab thing. You know what? He's having some real substance problems. But, I'll be back.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, let's wrap it up there. Excellent job. For Ed Daily, my name is Brian Beckner. This has been episode 355 of the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. We will see you next week.
See you, bye. LS, hell yes, the lifestyle's baller. Podcast getting bigger and not smaller. Broadcasting weekly, that's what we do. With Easy Ed Daily and the man Jay Stu and Brian Beckner, quick to dissect the week in sports and culture and whatever. Reviewing some movies and shows and others. Top podcast, man, no one is above us. 5-star, even the haters will love us. And we're not trying to talk politics a lot. We'd much rather talk about dicks a lot. Shit's so hot, man, you know the shit's on top. Top podcast, man, it really hits the spot. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is so flawless. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is for all us. TBLS.